It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. There was a piece in the New York Times some years ago that estimated about 80% of Americans think they have a book in them that's worth writing. So what's holding them back from actually telling their story? Of course, there's the actual writing of the book, but then there's also everything that happens after you write it. You know, the part about actually getting people to read it. I mean, you have to find a publisher or publish it yourself. You have to promote the book and maybe do a book tour, do interviews on statewide public radio talk shows, for example. And if you do go the way of the publishing company, there's this daunting maze of contracts and obligations and pay cuts. Of course, self-publishing has its own challenges. All right, we are going to talk about all of this with Dan Klefstad, who is the author of DIY Book Promo, How to Find Readers Without Spending Money. And our listeners, especially in Northern Illinois, might recognize Dan's voice because for more than 25 years, he was the morning edition host at our partner station, WNIJ, Northern Public Radio. Dan, good to hear your voice again. Welcome back to the 21st Show.
And it's very good to hear your voice again, Brian. Nice to be with you.
Let's begin by talking about how you fit into that 80% statistic. How long did you have a book in you before you actually published your first book?
Well, I had several books written before I actually published one. And my journey is a little bit different from some other authors. I wrote my first book when I was 16. It was a 200-page spy novel that was absolutely terrible. The publishers were right to reject it. And but in more recent years, I've had success with a vampire novel that we talked about once before, Fiona's Guardians. And that is the book that inspired DIY Book Promo, which is based on the campaign for Fiona's Guardians.
All right, well, let's get into DIY Book Promo then, and maybe we can get a little meta and talk about how this conversation right now came to be. I think it started from our perspective on the 21st Show. It started with an email from you, maybe more than one. Tell us about how it was from your end of the process.
Yeah, well, I was also, in your situation, I was the host of an author interview program for quite a few years on WNIJ, so I used to get pitch emails. I knew which ones worked, which ones attracted me, got my attention, which authors I felt like were savvy enough to bring on the radio. And so I had a little bit of experience there that I was able to turn around when I wrote my own media pitches, including the two that I wrote recently to the 21st Show.
Now, where did you identify the need for this, right? You've been to a number of conferences and writing groups. You've done some public speaking on this subject. Talk about, you know, some of the stories you've heard of how maybe people who have written books, maybe they've even gotten to publication. And then, I don't know, do they find the book just kind of lands with a feather instead of with a thud? Or I don't know, I'm mixing my metaphors there. help me.
I love that. Yeah, no, actually, I talk to writers all the time. I know lots of authors, Brian, and some of them are self-published. Most of them are self-published. Some of them are small press traditional authors like me. Some are even big five published authors. And all of them struggle with promotion. Some of them are introverts and don't feel comfortable putting themselves out there in public, including during interviews like we're having. Some of them get are comfortable with going out there and promoting their book, but just don't have the tools. They don't know how to, you know, they're throwing spaghetti at the wall. So what I did with DIY Book Promo is included all the tools and tricks that worked for me during my last campaign, and I'm sharing them out there, and I'm starting a conversation with other authors who are used to working in isolation. That's how we compose. And I'm hoping that they will come back and tell me what worked for them, give me ideas so that I can continue to share.
All right, let's start with the traditional media route then. Landing on a show like the 21st Show, getting a write-up in your local newspaper, maybe aiming for a regional paper. What advice do you have for people as to how to make those pitches appealing? Try and read my mind, Dan. What gets me to respond to an email?
Well, obviously, you ask yourself, why does this matter? Why does this book, why does this author matter right now? So it helps if you've written a book that has a season. For example, a horror novel or a vampire novel does really well in October. Beach Read begs for June. And Of course, you may have a hot topic that you're writing about. For example, hot topics that I'm aware of include homeschooling, local history and lore, that kind of thing. If you're an author who has written that sort of thing, very likely there will be interest from a host or an editor. Finally, maybe your book is part of falls in with a national celebration like Juneteenth or Pride Month, or pick another month that St. Patrick's Day is coming up for all the Irish American writers out there. So find a hook that works, that you think will work with an editor, and then pitch them. Keep the pitch letters short, punchy, include a review, the best review that you have recently, and let them know if you've also done other media interviews.
Can I add to that local relevance to the media outlet you're pitching? Because I think that if you had been a public radio host in Montana and had written this book, DIY book promo, I'm not sure that we would have looked for it, because one of the things we are always on the hunt for are Illinois stories, or stories with at least some Illinois connection.
Yes, I agree with you. And so I would tell my fellow authors to look for those connections. Illinois, you have it in your subject letter, local author, Illinois author, DeKalb author, whatever. But also think about this. If you have family in another state, you ha are a local author there too. So consider, don't be limited by a particular geography. Try maybe to think more topical. Having that seasonal hook I talked about, or a topical hook.
I once visited Monticello, therefore I am a former visitor of whatever city. All right, let's. So that's traditional media, and unfortunately,
If it works for you,
yeah,
great. You're
exactly. Well, all right. So I want to move beyond traditional media though, because unfortunately, as you and I both know well, outside of public media, the media landscape has changed a lot in the past couple of decades, and newspapers and even local TV stations don't always have the reach they once did. And social media has filled a lot of that gap. So talk about some of your advice for people in promoting books on social media.
Well, you're right, Brian. The proliferation of local news deserts continues to spread, but there are groups that are combating that, and they include Report for America. NPR stations, including the ones, including WILL and WNIJ, partner with Report for America to get reporters in. Some of them are feature reporters. And this also includes newspapers. Some newspapers are using Report for America journalists as well. So that is one way you can possibly find a way in if you're an author looking to get an interview. Find a reporter who might resonate or respond to your topic or your book.
But you also write about, social media channels like, I don't know, Facebook, TikTok, working with the algorithms, trying to make the best of those are sometimes changing. But what advice do you have for people for, and this is really like you're not reliant on a publisher. It really is your fate is in your own hands on social media.
Right. And so a lot of people complain about the algorithms suppressing their posts and they're suppressing their reach. And I would remind every author out there that, or anybody who has to promote anything, is that those events find a way to make yourself relevant to a platform like Facebook or Instagram. And then those algorithms will actually help you as you go to find readers. So start a conversation that goes with that resonates with your genre in a Facebook group, or around a hashtag that, where a community, a like-minded community gathers. And start conversations in those places and introduce yourself, maybe without sounding too much like of an expert, actually offer some advice or some ideas and start the conversation going. And then, let folks know that yes, I have a new book on this topic. If you're interested, here it is, that kind of thing.
What about bookstores and distribution, right? I think the Kindle and other e-readers have really revolutionized the ability of people to get books, even if they're digital books, into readers' hands. But how do you actually, if somebody does want that relationship with bookstores, what advice do you have for reaching out to get physical copies of your book distributed?
And I'll start by saying indie bookstores have, over the last few years, been expanding There are more and more of them out there than you might think. It's counterintuitive that during the pandemic and continuing today, more indie bookstores are opening up, including three in the last 6 months near my home, which is kind of amazing. So I am a big fan of indie bookstores. I visit them, I shop at them to buy my own books, and of course, I want to partner to co-brand with indie bookstores. So one of the things I do is I introduce myself as an author to them, and then if they're interested, I'll say I've got four copies or six copies of this book. Should we do a consignment deal where the bookseller takes 40%, the author gets 60%? That's typical. And then maybe I'll autograph some books. Maybe we'll have an event. And the key here, and this gets back to social media success as well, is to get photos or videos of smiling booksellers holding your book. After all, readers look to these folks for recommendations. So there's a very, it's a very powerful thing to have a bookseller giving a thumbs up to your title. You'll get a lot of good engagement on social media there, and bonus points if you can get your book with bookstore cats next to it. There's the hashtag bookstore cats. I have a lot of experience with this recently. I make it a point to get this kind of content, and you get boffo engagement out of it.
All right, we're coming to the end of our time together. I do also want to ask you, though, about rejection, because that is part of putting anything out into the world. Not everything is for everyone. How do you get past rejection in this process?
That I was inspired not so much by other authors on this topic, but by an episode of the NPR's Invisibilia podcast, which I understand was recently canceled. But episode one of the Invisibilia podcast is all about overcoming rejection. An IT worker named Jason Comley describes how he made a game of rejection. I highly recommend it. You find it online. It'll give you, it'll really bolster your courage as you put yourself out there and wear your armor as you expect rejections. I get rejected all the time, Brian, and I feel that I'm a pretty successful author. I feel as if I'm succeeding, but just the other day, I heard from the head of a book festival in Florida who rejected me. I had pitched myself as an expert and said I would be willing to host a panel or even give a presentation on DIY book promo. Sadly, they passed. But I've had some others take me up on that
Well, I'm glad you pulled yourself together to join us today on the 21st show. Dan Klefstad is the author of DIY Book Promo, How to Find Readers Without Spending Money. Thanks so much for sharing your knowledge with us today on the show.
Well, thank you, Brian, and thanks so much for not rejecting my pitch letter.
And that is all the time we have for our program today. I want to mention again, I mentioned it earlier, but our voicemail line. This is active 24/7. The number is 217-300-2121. Get it? Like the 21st show. 217-300-2121. And we love hearing from you about what we've been talking about. If you have a question you want us to ask a future guest, if you want to comment on something we've done, if you want to help contribute to some of our upcoming segments on the great eclipse happening in Southern Illinois, we'd love to hear about your plans for that or your experiences viewing past eclipse. We're also, as I mentioned, working on a segment next week about long COVID, and especially if you or someone you know has experienced long COVID. What has that been like for you? Do you feel like you're getting enough support out there? Let us know. We'd love to include your voice on the program. And the number to do that again is 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Tomorrow on the program, we'll be talking with Shakia Taylor, an editor at the Chicago Tribune who writes at the intersection of sports and culture. We'll talk about how she got into writing about baseball history, especially women players in the Negro Leagues, and we'll preview the Illinois teams likely to be in this year's NCAA tournaments. That is all coming up tomorrow on The 21st Show, which is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk with you again tomorrow.